Trash. Trash.
All right, Ozzy just said he is delighted to be making the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He says, I'm even more delighted that I'm still alive to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for a second time. Dionne Warwick is also going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in this current class of 24, and she says she was surprised.
Do you put, like, are the busts in a certain, like, category? Like, okay, this is this category, or is it just right next to Ozzy? You know what I mean?
Ozzy and Dionne Warwick in this,
are they
in the same
kinda,
home?
You know, in a different, you know, genre or something?
I don't know how it works, but Dionne Warwick says, me in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Do you know the way to say?
She says, I was at home, and I was getting all kinds of calls congratulating me. I had no idea as to what they were congratulating me for. They're saying, oh, you've been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I said, I have?
When the Allman Brothers covered this song, you knew she was in.
She said, I've never considered myself a rock and roller. I guess everybody else did. No, they didn't. She said, but I'll be a rock and roller if that's what you want me to be. She's going in through the Musical Excellence Award, and she doesn't know the difference between her award and the more commonly recognized performer category. And neither do I. I have no idea. Do you get the same space in the hall? Do you
get a bust?
I don't know. But Dionne says, you know, I do have a little bit of history with the Beatles. She says, I remember vividly them coming, the Beatles, all of them, all four of them, coming to one of my shows at the Savoy Hotel in London. She said it was a very, very posh hotel. And she said the boys were refused seating. She said, I even got a call to my room from John Lennon saying, hey, Dionne, they won't let us in to see you. And what did Dionne say? Yes, they will. And I came down and I said to the maitre d', you're not allowing my friends to be seated. Why? And the maitre d' said, they're not dressed properly. And Dionne said, Dionne says, well, guess what? If they're not properly dressed and you're not seating them, then I guess I won't be going on that stage. That's right. Dionne Warwick.
Tell it like
and
it is.
Brad will tell you how strict she is about, you know, her rules for coming on the stage.
I got to introduce her one time at one of the local casinos, and her manager came over and said, you the one doing the introduction? And I said, yeah. And he goes, all right, cool. Whatever you do, don't say her name. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, she's very suspicious, superstitious about hearing her name. So you can say whatever you want, Grammy Award winner, superstar, whatever, but just don't say, you know, Dionne Warwick. Okay. I guess I'll figure out a way to do that then.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, here's Gladys Knight. All right, and a best-selling novelist has a few anecdotes about rock stars she worked with in the 80s and 90s, and she included these in a recently released collection of short stories from her life. The novelist's name is Rachel Kushner. She grew up in the Bay Area, San Jose. When she was a young adult, she bartended at some of the hot spots in San Francisco, the bars and the music halls. So she tells the San Francisco Chronicle she met many of the rock stars up close. Neil Young, The Dead, Keith Richards. She describes being paired with Keith Richards to bartend for a party. She said, he was in keeping with the legends. Drank Jack and Gingers all night long, personally draining probably two bottles of Jack Daniels. He and the band's business manager had to be kicked out of the theater at dawn by security guards. The two of them, the hardest partying attendees of the night. She says Carlos Santana was a bad tipper, and she said many of the deadheads seemed like rich kids who never had to work. And she said, as for Jerry Garcia, nice enough guy, his backstage meal requests scallops wrapped in bacon with a ready fondue pot for dipping.
All right.
That's the trash.